שלום, אנחנו נלמד עתה מתוך ספר בראשית, נתחיל מקטע...
Hello, we will learn from the book of Genesis. We will start from excerpt 35.
Okay, just like I said before the lesson, we have several parts in our study that we can't do in one day. In the morning, during the morning lesson, to go over all the parts. Sometimes we are with the portion of the week, sometimes we're in the study of the Ten Sefirot. So this way, we will alternate between all these different parts. Don't worry, you'll receive all this seed of what you need to receive. So it's called, this part number 35 is called,
נעשה אדם בצלמנו.
Look and make him as in our image.
It is written, then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish and sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and all the earth that creeps, everything that creeps on the earth.
The bottom line is everything is created so that they would resemble the Creator, so he'll be able to understand, feel, control all that the Creator devotes to the creation. And this is our goal. It's the purpose of our correction. And this is what we will come to. There is no doubt about this. Only the question is that it all depends on us. We were now given the opportunity to truly reveal these things practically.
36.
Rabash says, the verse says, and God created the man in his own image. The term creation applies specifically to something new, meaning a new reality existence from absence, where the Creator has created something new that did not exist before he has created it. Our sages interpreted that this reality is called desire to receive pleasure. This is a lack and emptiness that must now be filled. There was no lack before he has created it. As before this creation, there was only wholeness, because it cannot be said that the Creator contains a lack. Therefore, this is the only thing that is new, meaning the will to receive. Excerpt number 36 again. The verse says, and God created man in his own image. The term creation applies specifically to something new, meaning a reality existence from absence, where the Creator has created something new that did not exist before he has created it. Our sages interpreted that this reality is called desire to receive pleasure. This is a lack and emptiness that must now be filled. There was no lack before he has created it. As before this creation, there was only wholeness, because it cannot be said that the Creator contains a lack. Therefore, this is the only thing that is new, meaning the will to receive.
No, Africa.
Well, Africa.
Rav, what does it mean by let us make man in our own image? Who are the us, please?
Rav, what does it mean by Elokim et Adam betzelmo?
That the will to receive that the Creator created, to start with, he created it in a corrected state in order to bestow. And this form is already there and exists, but it's without the involvement of the desire itself, the closeness of man, meaning it's a certain system, a perfect system, because it exists. We need to come to this system from the opposite form, where we are opposite this system. And then from us being opposite it and understanding slowly, slowly, and identifying it and feeling it, then when we come to it, we come to it with two discernments. One discernment, which is that we are the will to receive opposite to the Creator, and the other form, which is that we have made from this similar to the Creator. And those discernments clothe one another. And then it turns out that we are included by those two. We are made of the creature, which is opposite the Creator, and we are included from the form of the Creator, and those two forms are in us. And then we are aware of all of creation from the beginning to the end, and truly begin then to be, to feel, to discover, and reveal just like the Creator Himself. PT 19.
Before He created creation, there was only wholeness, no deficiency. So what is that deficiency? Who is involved in that? What was before?
We almost never talk about before the creation. There's nothing to talk about that. That's only from our wild imagination.
What does it mean there was only wholeness before creation?
Where only the force of bestowal exists. And also you can't say the force of bestowal exists, because towards what does it exist? That's how we talk. Slowly, slowly we will start to receive spiritual discernments more and more, and we will be able to depict these things more correctly. For the time being, you know, it doesn't concern me so much.
The wholeness was shattered, essentially?
Perfection shattered. Only the perfection that Adam HaRishon had in the Garden of Eden, which was very small perfection, and it was shattered. It's the katnut, the smallness of Zon of Atzilut, that was shattered in order to construct the ego from it and come to the understanding of the true, complete perfection.
PT 24. Continuing the question, what does it mean, let us make, what the friend from Africa
asked? It's the force of reception and the force of bestowal together. You're right about that. There are many commentaries about that. North to Tzafon to.
Rav, why weren't we born in a corrected format?
Why, I can't say. The Creator didn't consult me before that. Those questions of why we only attain later from starting to feel how much the creation is so perfect from that way. It can't be that there's a creature, a created being that exists and attains something, if he doesn't exist from those two opposite forms and discovers this upon that. It's impossible for it to be any other way. That's why we also can't depict what the Creator is outside of the creature. Because it's some reality that, how does it exist? In what does it exist? In what manner does it exist? It doesn't give, it doesn't receive, it doesn't operate. Then what is that? We cannot imagine such a thing, not with our mind and not with our feelings. Therefore, the whole of creation begins from Bar. That's why it's called Bria, creation, outside of that perfection. And what does the Ari start talking from? Know that prior to the emanation of the emanation and the creation of the creatures, the upper light filled all of reality. And there was no toch, no sof. Everything was filled with the light of insof. And so on. This is how it is. This is the point from which we can start. And also he says, and what about this point? This is prior to the creation of the worlds and all that, meaning before, meaning he's already connected to time and to the action. This is philosophy here, and not the wisdom of Kabbalah, because we are not attaining practically in practice. We're not attaining these things. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is not so happy to talk about these kind of things. Because if this is not coming from the senses that we can measure, change, scrutinize, then it's philosophy. Okay? Therefore, we will continue.
Excerpt 37. Rabash says, we need to understand the interpretation of our sages that at the time of creation of the world, when he said to the angels, let us make a man in our image.
Angels means forces. Forces in creation that with them, also the Creator and also we work. It's spiritual forces. They are called angel, malachim, from the word malchut. That from malchut, we activate these forces. Yep.
Chesed said, let him be created, for he does chesedim, mercies. Truth said, let him not be created, for he is all lies. Tzedek, justice, said, let him be created, for he does righteousness. Peace said, let him not be created, for he is all strife.
We see that there are four forces in creation, and they are all contradicting one another. To create or not to create. Yes, why no? And from this correct participation of all these things that contradict and are opposite from one another, from that specifically man was created, and it's in there in a way that through the contradiction it can scrutinize the perfection in creation. Meaning, what are all those forces? What do they mean that you can't all take care of them together? But the Creator made it in such a way that if we use all these forces correctly, then from all these forces, we don't scrutinize them. We scrutinize the Creator Himself. That is a goal. That's what He created. Yes.
What did the Creator do? He took truth and cast it to the earth. We know the words of our sages. One should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even if lolishma, not for her sake, since from lolishma he comes to lishma, for her sake. Because of his lowliness, a person cannot engage in mitzvot right away in order to bring contentment to his maker. By nature, he cannot make a move if not for his own sake. Hence, first he must engage in mitzvot lo lishma, meaning out of self-benefit. However, he still draws abundance of kedusha while performing the mitzvot. And though the abundance that he draws, and through the abundance that he draws, he will eventually come to engage in mitzvot lishma.
Meaning, man performs actions that he is told to do. These actions have no necessity to be performed from his corporeal life, but if he does them in order to rise to a spiritual degree, in order to give his actions a spiritual essence of bestowal, of connection, of closeness to the Creator, then these actions become spiritual actions and help a person come closer to the Creator. Hebrew 10.
We said that malachim, angels, is from the word malchut, and from malchut we operate spiritual forces. What does it mean that we operate spiritual forces from malchut?
You have nowhere else to take forces from except from malchut. To the extent that she connects to the first nine, she adds her force, usually is the force of resistance to its will to receive, and then performs qualities that are above her, and by this she comes closer to the Creator.
So advancing in the 10 out of these forces, is that activating forces for Malchut?
That's exactly what Rabash writes you. As much as you annul yourself towards the friends, as much as you connect to them and so on, he scrutinizes it through practical actions. PT 22.
Rav,
what does it mean that truth was thrown to the earth?
That we cannot use it. And if we use all the other qualities, then from the land it will grow. We bestow to the land the desire, and by those three qualities, then the quality of truth can grow from the land, even though we directly cannot connect to it and bestow to it, because we're opposite from the truth.
Thank you.
Great. Turkey 3.
Hi, Ram. Hi, friends. A question from our group. What had happened that for that reason the Creator told to the angels, let us make the woman? What happened? Thank you.
מה קרה שגרם לבורא להגיד למלאכים, בואו נברא אדם?
זה מחשבת הבריאה.
This is the thought of creation, that the Creator wanted to create the created being and raise it to himself, to his own degree. He can't create anything less than himself, because that's not suitable to the Creator. I'm speaking as people would talk, right? The way we explain. That's how he creates. He creates a man, a creature, a spiritual creature, not a human that you see them before you. In a corporeal eye, that's not people, it's a living degree, animate. But that creature, the spiritual creature, that force of reception that is clothed in the intention to bestow, that grows as some spirit out of us, that is called Adam. And we are all as beasts. We truly don't have any difference between man and beast. That's why only in the spiritual form that we grow from us, that will be called Adam. And until then, we are all as beasts. The living degree, because you have nothing that separates you from the animals, that you have a bigger ego, and that's why you are more developed in your egoistic desire, and you know even more how to ruin the world. That is the difference between man and beast, that the beast doesn't ruin the world, and you bring this world to oblivion, to a complete corruption and an end. That's why you are called Adam. That doesn't make you an Adam, a man. You are the worst, most harmful beast. So, it's not talking about you when it's written that the Creator created man, but a man, Adam, as someone who will want to resemble the Creator. That's why the spiritual image is entirely in love and bestow of the others. That will be caught in Adam, from the word resembles the Creator. French.
It is written that he created man in his image. Are these two qualities in a person?
those are forms of the Creator, that according to those forms, He created the spiritual Adam. That spiritual Adam will later on, well, it will be shattered or divided into many parts, and all those parts fell into the will to receive, the corporeal beastly will to receive, and in each one of us there are sparks from that first spiritual Adam, which is a bit of will to receive and in it a bit of light, that all in all it's called a spark, the spark of the Creator and the spark of the created being that is in each and every one of us and gives us the ability to develop that spark and connect it with other sparks. And in this way, all of us will reach the degree of the Creator. But where is that spark? It's clothed in this wrapping called a beast that is called man of this world. Clear? That we're animals, we're beasts. But in us there is a spark, and the spark is drawing man to come back to be that spiritual Adam. So that's called that it's from degree of Israel, Yeshar Kel, that isn't drawn to be as the Creator, so then it's called the nations of the world. And in this way, we gradually come closer to a state that we will all wake up. And in our times, we are now in the opening that everyone will start awakening to be like the Creator, to return to Him. As it is written, sons of Israel, return to your God. And everybody, all these billions will eventually reach it. As it's written, my home, the home is the Creator Himself. My home will be the house of prayer for all nations, and all the nations will flow to Him.
Tel Aviv 2.
Good morning, Rav. You said that the Creator created man. He created a desire with all the lights. It's complete correction. Then there was a breaking in everything.
He didn't create him in Gemar Tikkun. There are more additions in Gemar Tikkun from our work, from attainment. But He created him in a whole way on behalf of the Upper One. But there still isn't work or exertion or agreement or participation on behalf of the Lower One. Meaning He created him as like an image. You understand? Like this balloon in a form of man. But the internal part, with our desire, with our nerves, with our exertion, with everything we're searching for and want and demand, that is still lacking in that balloon.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask, because we learned that in the ascent of the lower ones, in the corrections, we attain 620 times more.
Correct, because now we don't attain anything. But from that first feeling that was in the Adam HaRishon, in the Garden of Eden, meaning it was a swelled up balloon, everything was on the account of the Creator, we now attain 613 times more when we reach it with our exertion. Soon. PT 34.
Rav Shalom, האם האנשים בעולם הזה...
Hello, Rav. If people, can people hurt each other in thoughts, although they are still regarded as beasts?
We must understand that we are in one system. And as much as we advance, and our advancement doesn't only depend on us, but also on the general process. So by this, we bestow to one another, we affect one another, all our thoughts and desire, and we influence each other mutually.
Why have we no fear of this?
Because we're stupid. You see what you have before you, right before you? We're causing what's happening in the earth, ecology, bombs. Everything's ready to destroy us. We've prepared it all from each and every direction. And what's going on? We don't even have the brains to digest what we have done and how to keep ourselves from really not using all these evil forces we've prepared. Just the upper force that's watching over us. So, PT-10, yes.
I heard you said that we see that there are four forces in creation, and they're all focused on each other. And the Creator built it in such a way that if we use these forces correctly, what does it mean to use the four opposite forces correctly?
We learned that in which article? In
Shalom Be'olam.
Yep.
In peace in the world.
Those four forces, it's like the four phases when they exist correctly. Oh, let's keep going.
Excerpt number 38 from Zohar Pinchas. It was said, "Let us make man in our image after our own likeness." Why does it say afterward, and God created the man in his own image? When he asked the angels about the creation of man, some of them said, let him be created, and some of them said, let him not be created. The Creator created him, as it is written, and God created the man in his own image. Thus, he did not place in him one portion from the angels, and he was not made in their form, but in the form of the king, in his image and after his likeness, only in the image of the likeness of his mold.
Yeah, these forces that work on us, called the angels from the word malchut, that activate us, all they're doing is pushing us to receive the form of the Creator. That's what the upper force wants, that we will be like him, even though we are made from the opposite material. And that's something that we don't understand yet, what's going on here. That in this opposite material, in the world to receive, we will receive the form of the quality of bestowal and be able to exist in those two forms. What an opportunity we have to know creation from within, all of it. We can't understand this or feel this or give gratitude for this. It'll come later on. Brazil too.
Olá, Ravi. Olá, amigos. A minha pergunta é...
Hello, Ravi. Hello, friends. My question is...
Por que o Ravi fala que os amigos estão no grau de besta?
Why does Rav say that the friends are... I didn't understand. You should ask in English.
Rav, why do you say that the friends are in the beast degree?
Because we're animals. According to what are we, man? Man, the sons of Adam, means that we are similar to the Creator. Man means similar to the Creator, Adam. And what am I similar to the Creator? By being able to develop more than animals in this world, correct, right? But that isn't called that I'm already on a more developed degree from them towards divinity. I'm still in the same world to receive as they are. Only. That's why I have no preference over the animals. I'm a worse animal than all other animals. Worse. because I use all other animals for the benefit of myself. I kill them even if I don't need to. I make whatever I want of them from the still vegetative animate, also from other humans. No animal uses its will to receive more than it needs in order to survive, to live. That's why all the nature is in balance, would be balanced if not for man, that goes into nature and completely demolishes everything. So does that mean that I'm higher than other animals or lower? I'm worse?
PT 19.
PT 19.
They said, let him not be created. Was there a doubt in creating man?
Yes, because if those four phases are there, you can't reach the compensation, the purpose of creation.
Are you talking about the four phases for Bchinot?
Yeah. They don't let us get there if not for the divine intervening from the Creator.
It means the Creator does everything, right?
Let's say it's his game. He's playing with the whale.
Excerpt number 39
from Zohar, for all Itro, Jethro. When the Creator created man, he set up all the forms of the high secrets of the upper world. Bina, within him, as well as all the forms of the lower secrets of the bottom world, Malchut. They are all engraved in man, who is in the shade of God, since he is called a creation of the hand, a creation of the hand of the Creator.
Well, that's how the Zohar explains creation. That in the end, the Zohar doesn't speak about a corporeal man, only about a spiritual one that develops to the degree of the Creator. Well, let's keep going.
Number 40 is for all Va'era. How dense are people for not knowing and not observing why they are in the world? After all, when the Creator created the world, he made man in his image and established him with his corrections to engage in Torah and to walk in his ways.
Yeah. So I don't see that you're asking anything. What can I add? The Zohar is surprised how people are dense and not knowing and not observing the world. After all, when the Creator created the world, he made man in his image, like the Creator, and he established in him his corrections to engage in the Torah and walk his ways. And we have to do it. Meaning, as much as we advance by the Torah, and Torah means the light that reforms, the light that bestows upon us at the right time, when we connect correctly, and want to be one body, that one Adam, the first Adam, that's one system, then the light, the upper light from that state bestows upon us and helps us advance. 41.
Zohar for all, Bereshit. Let us make man in our image after our own likeness. In our image means in our light. After our likeness means in our darkness, which is a clothing for the light, to separate it from the darkness that was created on the first day, of which it was said, and the wicked will be silenced in the darkness. For it is not a clothing for the light, but makes a man sin. The darkness of Ima is a clothing for the light, like the body, which is a clothing for the soul.
That's kind of complicated. Unity 3.
Что значит
What does it mean that the Creator created man in His image?
To bestow, entirely bestowing. He wanted to make man that will bestow completely as He is, because the form of bestowal is a special whole form, an upper form. That's why He made it in such a way. But it's not enough that He made him in such a way, but that same image He made needs to reach a decision that it's really good to be the bestower like the Creator. And how does He do it? In an opposite way that He doesn't want it. Meaning you have to create man in an egoistic form that is completely opposite of the Creator, and that He Himself will gradually reach the decision that He must be like the Creator. Then He reaches that.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Если человек достичь до желания отдавать,
то
какая разница между человеком и...
If a person attains the desire to bestow, what's the difference between him and an angel?
The angel is a force of bestowal. There's also a force of reception. There's a good force and evil force that work, that the Creator activates them in order to manage us on the way. And these forces are activated by the Creator, by the decision of the Creator. But if
Adam,
man, he has the freedom of choice to do, not to do, yes, no, how, and so on. To the angels, they have no choice. They work and that's it. The difference between man and an angel, that man has the freedom of choice and the angel doesn't. Like a machine. Like animals. Let's say all the vegetative still inanimate, they are on degree of angels. And only the Adam, man, has freedom of choice. That's why what it's written that the Creator brings man to the good fortune and says, take this for yourself. You want it? Yes. You don't? No. But the Creator recommends you do.
PT 29. Rav,
why, in order to be similar to the Creator on a minimal level, we have to first have a big oviut thickness?
Not a big oviut. You have to feel you're an egoist. That from that, you'll have a decision of what you want to do. Tel Aviv 2.
No.
Slicha.
Sorry. He writes in the beginning that man was created in singular form, and then they went down in plural form.
We'll learn it. It's long. It's the way it was divided in too many, first into two. Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, his wife, and then more and more. Turkey 3.
Hi, Rav. A question from our group. What does it mean to be the work of the hands of the Creator? As you talk, the human is the work of hands of the Creator. What does it mean? Thank you.
We have to feel that we are like matter in the hands of the Maker. He, the Creator, is doing everything, but only according to the extent that we ask of Him. And then we attain that it wasn't according to what we asked, but according to our demands equalize with His plan.
French.
Скажите, пожалуйста, что это за два вида тьмы, о которой говорит это?
Tell us, please, Rav, what are the two types of darkness that the excerpt talks about? And the first you can die, and then the other you can clothe in the light.
There's darkness from my vessels of reception, and darkness that I myself wrap myself in vessels of concealment, that I don't want to see the Creator because I'm afraid that I'll receive in order to receive. Focus group.
Focus group. Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so we, like the Zohar, are surprised at how dense we are. Although we're talking and doing, and often we find ourselves disconnected from the Creator, from the goal. What's the advice of the Zohar to come out of this obtuseness, denseness?
The Zohar's advice is through the group to ask from the Creator for the quality of bestowal. And then in the group, use that quality of bestowal correctly in order to bring the group to a spiritual paltzuf where in it the Creator can be revealed gradually. And we are going to test.
And before that, we'll sing a song together.
Face after face, race after race, from one cage to another. Mask after mask, task after task, lost in the sands.
Through you there's a cry, through you there's a light, a place to be discovered. Through you there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one, now we rise, and every word an echo from the skies, breaking the walls, hearts unite. Of me, through you I find my flaws. Through there's a key, a place where we can open doors. Together we yearn, the fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our cry. To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one.